I just finished a really weird novel that is set in the future in a time of war. And one of the characters is thinking about how she wishes she could be safe. But then she says, what was safety anyway but the sound of a bomb falling on someone else's home? Our frame of reference as human beings generally is a zero-sum game. If we find peace, we think it must mean that someone else finds war or oppression. We think, we have come to think, that safety is the sound of a bomb falling next door. As Christians, that whole thought of our having peace while someone else must sacrifice peace, that whole thought is barbaric to us Christians, because what we're saying is that one part of the body of Christ must suffer for another part of the same body to flourish. With the coming of Christ the King and the reign of grace, the bombs need not fall at all. But living in that sense of grace requires our shifting our frame of reference. One not very good book on spirituality did have one good point, and it said you can't solve a spiritual problem with a military or political solution. I would add to that other ineffectual approaches, material, economic, human. These are the kings that we keep expecting to deliver us, but mostly we're playing that zero-sum game and just moving things around. In the gospel, Jesus tells us, "My kingdom is not from this world." He is telling us, "I will save you in another way, one that does not inflict harm on someone else." Jesus also said, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." God's truth makes us free of this zero-sum game we have created. The bombs can stop falling on us and stop falling on our neighbors. That is the truth of God. Pilate asks Jesus, "What is truth?" It is not certainty about past or future events. Truth is not equal to facts. Truth is larger and much deeper and much more significant than predictions or certainty or facts. We all struggle to identify the larger truth, and we try to identify ways to live into it. So is truth something so small that it means nothing more than answering questions accurately? If that's all it is not something that can set us free. It cannot signal what God is trying to tell us. The real truth, the only truth that matters, is much bigger and yet also much simpler. What is truth? The truth is that we are made by God, for God, and that our peace can only be found in God. St. Augustine said, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee." That is the truth, that we are made for God, and we find peace when we are with God. This is the Sunday of the church year that gets lost in the shuffle a little bit because it's right before Advent, but it is the Sunday we celebrate Christ the King. And when we ask Christ to be our King, we echo what Augustine said, that we can only rest in God. That truth means that armed force, politics, economics, and certainty, and our other familiar idols cannot be our King. To find peace, we need a different kind of king. We need the truth. And yet, in all of human history, we have continued making the same mistakes, repeatedly turning away from God and trying to save ourselves. In a subtle way, or sometimes a very obvious way, we turn toward those other idols, expecting them to save us. We keep asking for a king of this world. It is a story told throughout Scripture that we cannot find peace if we turn away from God. How many ways has this truth been told us in the stories of the Bible? I won't tell them all because we're Episcopalians and we don't like sermons that are more than 10 or 12 minutes. But I'll give you some examples. We were in the Garden of Eden. We chose to put ourselves in the place of God. And we, as a result, we distanced ourselves from God. In the book of Judges, you will find this line repeatedly. Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And they had to keep turning back to God. And then the next story would say the same thing. Jonah turned away from his duty to God. And then when God was merciful, he questioned God's mercy. The Apostle Paul sought redemption in his own observance of the law, set himself up as the judge, and only came to Christ after being stricken blind. The large truth is that we are made for God, and we cannot rest until we rest in God. All of Scripture tells us this story. Human nature tells us to turn away and save ourselves. Ultimately and repeatedly, we see that course as wrong and we turn back to God, and God loves us and forgives us, and we start the cycle all over again. The truth: our hearts long to be with God, and everything we do is an effort, however ineffectual, to fill that space that can only be filled by God. We ask for a king who has the best weapons to allow us to win over our enemies. But with such a king, nothing much would really change. We would be on the winning side. That's what we keep hoping for, which means others would lose. We would be forced to live in the world of weapons forever. We would simply be shifting the balance of power or prosperity, asking that the bombs fall on the neighbor's house instead of on our own. Knowing the truth that we are made for God means I can find peace when I hear the voice of the new king, Christ the King, who asks me to lay down my weapons. We, as Christians, live in the reign of grace. We have a different kind of king, Christ the King. What is truth? The truth that sets us free. Truth is peace that comes only in God, not because our guy wins the war, but because our guy makes war unnecessary. Truth is that we are made for God, and our heart is restless until we rest in God. That is the truth that sets us free from our own created and flawed frame of reference. And set free, we no longer have to hope that the bombs land on someone else's house.